And we're going to go to Donegal, and more than 150 people who are living in Inishowen near the proposed site of the first iron air battery storage project in Europe, well, they're strongly opposing the development. They're worried about the impact it could have on the environment and their local area. And there was a meeting about this last night at Scoil Isagán in Boncrana in Donegal, and our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Curragheen was there. Shane, tell us about this meeting.
Yes, as you mentioned, Anya, this meeting was about the Ballinahone Energy Storage Project, which would be proposed to be about 3 miles outside of Boncrana. About 150 people in attendance, organised by the Boncrana Fáin Against Untested Battery Storage Group, consisting of people who live near the location and expressed fears and concerns about it. At the end of September, Future Energy Ireland, a joint venture between Culture and the ESB, lodged a planning application with Donegal County Council for the project, the first of its kind in Europe. They want to build 248 battery energy storage units in the form of metal shipping containers about 12 metres in length by 2.5 metres in width and height. The proposed project would seek to absorb surplus renewable energy during time of high output and provide that power back into the grid when it's needed. They're proposing to use iron air batteries. The principle of these batteries is reversible rusting. So when discharging, the battery would absorb oxygen and convert the iron metal to rust. And when charging, it converts the rust back to iron and the battery outputs oxygen. Future Energy Ireland say the proposed facility would be operational for 30 years and it would be situated on a site adjacent to the Trillick electricity substation. And concerns were raised at the meeting last night that this technology is not in use in Ireland at the minute. It's due to come stream commercially in the US next year, and it's been tested over there at present.
So what were people saying at this meeting in Scoil Isagán, Shane?
People were saying they felt Inishowen has been used as a guinea pig in some respects, and they highlighted some fears that they had regarding environmental factors and health and safety concerns. And they felt that the public engagement process, it didn't give them the answers that they wanted. They got answers, but not the clarity that they wished to have. And we spoke to some people at the meeting last night on their views on this.
Devastation. Shock. Complete and utter, you know, an 8-year-old kid. It's disgusting. So it is. God, forgive me for saying it.
There's none of us against the green. Definitely not. This has to be done, but test it, try it, put it somewhere where you're not. Houses all around that area. There's houses totally around that area, and it's not the place for it. End of story. It's not the place for it. In fact, it's from Donegal. It doesn't help. There's no two ways about it. We are the forgotten county. Very, very stressful. Well, at the minute, both of us have defective blocks, houses. Owens has been due to be demolished this week, and mine's probably in a couple of years' time. I think we've had enough.
I just moved out of my home this week, and it has to be knocked down because of lack of legislation and standards. And I'm just scared of where this is all going to end up in the future. It's just too much.
But we will fight this, and we will fight this to the bitter end. We are a community that's going to stand together over this. We will not let this be done.
So that was the views of residents who are concerned about this battery project, Shane. What's the argument in favour of that battery storage project going ahead in Boncrana?
I asked Future Energy Ireland for a statement, and they said while the statutory planning process is ongoing, they would hold back on commenting until that is completed, but they directed me to their website, which is a Q&A planning documents and the information about the project. And on that website, they mention the 80% target of renewable energy by 2030. And they mention that there are three challenges rising while attempting to deliver that target. Those challenges in respect of transmission constraints when the electricity network can reach capacity at certain grid points, system curtailment when there's so much power available from renewable generators that the system cannot accommodate it, and times of low renewable output when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining, that they would expect that the batteries could hold that energy and release it back into the system when needed. In terms of the technology itself, we got a statement from Form Energy who designed this technology late last night. In that statement, they said their iron air technology is designed with safety as a key priority. They said the active component of the iron air battery system are some of the safest, cheapest, and most abundant materials on the planet. Low cost iron, water and air, and they said there's no risk of thermal runaway in the batteries. They said in their statement late last night they've already conducted thousands of tests at the cell level demonstrating safe and reliable operations. They said they've currently full-scale modules in California. And before I go there, they mentioned as well that they will achieve all the regulatory targets in the EU market before coming on stream here, and the project will be deployed in Minnesota in early 2025.
Northwest correspondent Shane O'Carrigan.